Raising New York City's current minimum wage of $8 an hour is a priority for Mayor de Blasio, and now Governor Cuomo says he also supports a hike in the hourly rate, as well as letting localities raise it even higher. Any increases, however, won't happen until lawmakers act. Until then, some workers are taking business into their own hands, creating cooperatives where they own part of the company. Eleanor Stanford reports how this centuries-old model could provide a 21st-century solution to low pay.
Maria Cruz and Rosa Peralto spent Friday morning cleaning a cozy one-bedroom apartment in the Bronx. They vacuumed. They made the bed. They cleaned the floor. In the past, Cruz or Peralto would do this sort of cleaning job alone, at whatever schedule their managers decided on. Now they choose to work together, and they arrange this job directly with the client. This is because they're co-owners of the cleaning cooperative Ecomundo. All the co-owners meet every 2 weeks in a book-lined room in Washington Heights. Along with 10 other Latina immigrants, Cruz and Peralto founded Ecomundo when they met at a domestic abuse support group. What makes a worker cooperative different from the traditional small business is that each member gets an equal vote. Decisions are made democratically. President of the board, Helder Rebollar, says what motivated the members to create the co-op was to make more money. Double the wages to $20 an hour. For some of the women, that wage is more than three times what they were making before starting at the co-op. And that previous wage of $6 an hour put them below the federal poverty line. The cleaning company can pay more because it has lower operating costs. And as everyone is a manager, the money is distributed more evenly among member owners. They earn more, and they also don't have to work so much. She says another benefit is that she can spend time with her young two-year-old daughter. She can take her to school and pick her up. It's quite flexible. Ecomundo is one of 12 new co-ops in New York City that have started in the past 3 years. Advocacy groups and council members are now lobbying City Hall for money to help set up even more. Melissa Hoover is the director of the U.S. Federation of Worker Cooperatives. She says this model is more and more attractive to
low-wage workers, immigrant workers, people who face discrimination in the job market, workforces that are concentrated in exploitive, race-to-the-bottom industries, vulnerable workers across the board.
But these aren't the only people turning to cooperatives. Jeremy Shannon and his wife decided to do it by merging their architecture and construction companies. In December, their Brooklyn-based co-op called Build with Prospect was formed.
We've definitely seen kind of a mental shift from many of the workers.
Shannon says the other 12 worker members now try to find ways to save the company money because they see the results more directly in their paychecks. But co-ops may not be for everybody. Georgianne Arts teaches economics at Iowa State University and has studied their effectiveness.
It takes a certain mindset and a certain willingness to be flexible and a certain willingness to cooperate, frankly, and not everybody is willing to do that.
And in some industries like cleaning, there can be a ceiling on the price you can charge for your work. That in turn limits what co-ops can offer workers. Here's Melissa Hoover again.
It doesn't solve everything. To join a co-op, you're still subject to the really difficult market pressures of whatever industry that co-op is in.
And then there's the issue of size. Cooperative Home Care Associates in the Bronx is the largest co-op in the U.S. with 2,000 members. When a co-op gets that big, not everyone shares a management responsibility. A lot of workers show up, do their job, and then go home, like any other job. Ecomundo, though, is still small enough that all of its decisions are democratic. At their general meeting one Tuesday evening, spirits are high. The members call the company a family and do exercises to get to know each other better. But after 2 years, Ecomundo is at a transition point. At this meeting, they discuss bringing in new members, including two men. It's decided that after a probationary period, those wanting to join will be given a share in the company. And just like these women, they will earn a wage that makes it a little easier to survive in New York City. For WNYC, I'm Eleanor Stanford.